Welcome to Real Estate New. I got Mark with Cacho Valley Foundation. We're going to talk about, especially this dry weather and other things going on, what you better be doing to keep your house safe and sturdy. We got lots of good information. We're going to end with a little surprise, too, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Real Estate New. Mark, it's been hard to get you. You have been on the road, running back and forth. You've been a busy, busy man.
Yes, sir. I've been mainly here, but I've been out Brady, Brownwood. I do a lot of work up in Lubbock. And it's just, I'm everywhere. I'm just exhausted.
Well, and I appreciate you getting here, and I'll tell you why. It's been a little while, but, you know, it wasn't that many years ago. We had a horrible, horrible dry spell like we're kind of having right now again.
Right.
And I watched several friends of mine who didn't water their yard. Well, we couldn't for a while, you know. And they didn't water around their houses. And they had some bad, bad problems. I mean, major problems. Bad settlement, bad house problems. And I don't want that to happen again. And that's why I wanted you on the show. I wanted you to talk about some things that we need to start doing now and continue to do. We had a little bit of rain, but not enough. If you will, let's just jump right into the problem of right now with dry weather. We have the clay-based soil around here.
Correct.
What do we got to start doing?
Well, this all started because a year and a half ago, we had all this rain. The coolest place where water wants to migrate is underneath the house. You have an abundance around the center, and it gets a little bit less and less as you get towards the outside. A lot of these people that buy homes, they put all this foliage and shrubs right next to the foundation. And what happens is it gets drier. All the root systems are starting to go underneath the footer and wrap around because they're going to go where the moisture is. So it's going to start drawing all that moisture from the outside perimeter of the house, and it gets drier, and the roots work further and further into the house as it needs more water. So that's why shrubs, you need to be able to put your shoulder up against the house, stick your arm all the way out, your other arm all the way out, and that's where the back of the shrubs should be.
And they're not.
And they're not. Most everybody plants them right next to the house because, you know, they want the aesthetic look, but that's not the right way to do it.
So the house, so it starts drying out. And?
Yes. And so you have to replace that moisture somehow. Soaker hose is great, 20 to 24 inches away from the house, not right next to it, because that water, if you put it right next to the slab, it will actually wash out and cause further issues. So when you put that soaker hose out 20, 24 inches, it soaks into the clay. Clay expands, and it's going to push out from there, and it'll keep that soil up against the house. It is so hot here, I bury mine 6 inches. A lot of people don't want to have to do that, but to me, it's the best way to do it. I know I'm going to have to replace it in 2 years, but it's underneath the soil, and it won't dry out and crinkle and, you know, crack because it gets so dried out.
You're talking about the hose brand.
The hose.
Yes, exactly what happens.
Another thing is people get carried away. I've yet a lot of customers who I look at, and I'm going, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I don't say that, but that's what I'm feeling. Don't go crazy watering the house. Don't sit there and do it for an hour to 2 hours because you're going to overwater and you're going to cause the reverse heaving of the outside perimeter.
And we're not talking about watering the plants. We're talking about watering the dirt around the house for the house, not for the plants, right?
Not for the plants. This is strictly for the house.
Yeah.
But when you water too much, that's too much saturation, and it's going to cause the house to move up and down constantly. 30 minutes max. Every second day, depending on how hot it is, or every third day. More than 30 minutes is too much. But here's the thing. You want to be consistent all the way around the house. And to do that, you know the west side of the home, it's going to be hot most of the day. So you're going to have to do about an extra 10 minutes of watering on that side of the house. Less on the shady side, because there's one part of the house hardly ever gets sun. It's going to stay more moist, and it's not going to dry out as fast. So you have to be really observant of that. But the point is, I don't want you to waste your whole life out there running around worrying about your house moving all the time, because some people get really carried away. And then you miss the rest of things going on in your life because you're so worried about this.
And probably pay attention. If you live in southwest San Angelo, you probably got a lot of clay. If you live in Wall, Texas, you probably have a lot of dirt, brown dirt. So
yes.
Be cognizant of what your soil is.
Exactly. Because a lot of times there's just caliche. Most time if you have caliche, you shouldn't be having very many issues with it. But it is nice to put a little bit of moisture in there just to make sure that the house is going to stay where it's
at. And I'm really concerned when I say this is really southwest San Angelo, where we have the clay factor.
Yes.
So that's what we're talking about. And the reason I'm just saying that, I just watched so much when that dry, and so many people I know, I went to one house. I know the guy that built it. I don't know if it was built 20-something years ago. And for 15 years, that house was solid as a rock. Nothing happened.
Right.
And I literally saw something happen to that house in a two-year span when we went through that horrible, horrible, horrible dry spell.
Correct.
They literally didn't water for a year and a half.
Yes.
And it messed the house up.
Yes. And if you're looking at a house to purchase, make sure to really check it good, especially if it's been unoccupied for quite a bit of time, because that means there's going to be neglect around the house. It'll cause stress areas where it'll have a little bit of drop to it, and needs to have attention to it immediately. If you buy it, you need to really get on top of it and help it out. The bluffs, that's a whole different ball game. Red clay.
This was in the bluffs.
This is in the bluffs. You have to watch out. There's underground streams everywhere in the bluffs. Did one house, a very prominent person in this town. He called us up, said, I think my swimming pool is leaking, you know, and it's wet and I'm heaving in the back of the house. Well, we get there, we dig two test holes, and they fill up immediately. And I told the gentleman, I said, that is not your swimming pool, because your swimming pool will be empty by now. You have underground streams, and there is nothing I can do about that unless you do a French drain, and it'd have to be a really big French drain to move all this water off. So best thing for that, if you're building a house there, you need a lot of soil samples, core samples, to make sure there's no water flowing, you know, up underneath the house, because this was really high up. We'd put a sump pump to get the water out and just fill up immediately with water.
I've heard this in all around San Angelo, say, well, this soil, that soil. Think about it. People build houses on sand.
Correct.
You can build a house anywhere, just have the right foundation.
Yes.
You know, and have it done correctly.
It's all in the prep, how the builder builds the home. There are some really good builders here, and there's some that just scrape and pour.
Dirt scratchers.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't want that. You want it good. And I've learned over the years, you know, we've heard the piers, you know, we've heard that. We've heard and you laughed at that. What was it? The post-tension.
Post-tension.
You hear different theories, different
When different the post-tension came out, it was like, hallelujah, we're going to be in business forever, because they don't really pay too much attention to the outside footer. They're thinking all these cables are going to keep it together. That is not true. We have a lot of houses that they will actually start cracking in the center and pointing to the sides. I just think it's a terrible type of foundation. I like the monolith slab.
Okay, now I haven't heard that. What is that?
Well, the monolith is your basic, you got your outside footer around the house, anywhere from 20 to 36 inches deep, and then you got your anywhere from 4.5 inches thick to 6-inch slab on the flat part where all the rooms and everything are. And you'll be lucky if you get 4.5 inches on some of the homes I've seen around here.
Well, and I think the biggest problem, and that's why you want a builder that's there when they're pouring the slab and doing it right, because I've seen it both ways.
Yes.
And they're done that, is not pulling the steel up while they're pouring it. I know that's hard on the laborers doing it to pick it up, because it's a lot of work. Been there in it doing it and been there watching doing it.
Yes.
And it is. But if you don't get that steel in the middle of the concrete,
yes,
it
exactly.
When it's doing it,
yes,
that's a big, huge issue.
It's a major
issue. It's laying on the dirt, and it's something that doesn't do any good.
Yes, I've done a lot of internal piers, and when we dig down, the rebar is sitting below the concrete.
Which is worthless.
It's just inexcusable that they don't have somebody actually, they have a hook that they can pull it up as they're pouring the concrete,
but
that must be done.
But if it's done right,